Today's shiur is Masechta Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph, and we will begin on Daf Chaf Amud Beis at the end of 16 lines from the bottom, Levidi Purim. We had learned in the Mishnah yesterday that Vidi Purim, whether it's a Par Kohen Mashiach, if the Kohen Gadol had made an erroneous ruling, and based on that ruling, Klal Yisrael acted, or he acted, or Par Helam Dovash Al Tzibur, if the Sanhedrin made erroneous ruling, which they acted upon, and they have to bring the Par Kohen Mashiach, the Par Helam Dover, and Vidui had to be set on this. The Vidui, the Mishnah Torah, has to be set by day. The Yalef, Kapara Kapara Mi Yom Kippurim. We learn Xer Shavar from Yom Kippur. The Tanya Gavi Yom Kippurim. By Yom Kippur it says, V'chipa Ba'adoi Ba'ad Beisoi. The pasuk speaks about a kapara, and as the Gemara in Masechta Yuma explains, the kaparas dvar makos medaber, that pasuk is not referring to the actual bringing of kabonis. Rather, that pasuk is referring to the kapara that the Kohen Gadol says vidui. The kapara b'imamahu, and kapara took place, the vidui had to be said during the day of Yom Kippur. As the pasuk says, b'yom hazeh, d'ksib b'yom hazeh yichap aleihem. Ulovidui meiser. We also learned in the Mishnah yesterday, Erev Pesach of the 4th and 7th year of the Shemitah cycle, they would have to make sure they disposed of all maisers they had in their possession, and then they had to say Vidui Maisa. Again, it has to be said by day, because the pasuk says, V'avmato lefnei Hashem Elokecha, bi'arti HaKadosh min HaBayis, I disposed of all what's Kodesh, the Samech Lei, Hayom Ezeh Hashem Alekech Metzavecho, you have to do it by day. L'smicha l'shchita, when a carbon is brought, and the owners have to do smicha, lean their hands on the animal, and have to do shchita, done by day. The ksiv v'samach v'shochat, the halachas of smicha and shchita are similar. The ksiv v'shchita, and regarding shchita, it says, v'yoyin zivchachem, by day. Ulatznufa, whenever tenufa, waving of whatever carbon or whatever had to take place, it had to be done by day. The ksiv b'yoyim hanifchem es ha'oyma. Ulag asha, when a carbon mincha is brought, it had to be taken close to the mizbeach. The iskash l'tenufa. Hagasha has the same halacha as tenufa. The ksiv, as the pasuk says, v'lokach ha'koyim yari isha es minchas ha'kanos v'heinif v'hikruf. So the Torah speaks about Tanufa and Hagosha together. Furthermore, we learned in the Mishnah, Lemi Lika, whenever a Kohen has to slaughter a bird, that he slaughters it with his fingernail. Lekmitza, when he takes off the fistful of flour from Karban Mincha. Ulaktara, when Aktara has to take place, the burning of a Kohenitz has to take place. Ula Azoya, whenever blood has to be sprinkled. All of this has to be done by day. Because the pasuk says, "B'yoyim tzavoysoi es b'nei Yisrael." Olashka soita, when they had to go through a soita process, the Gemara says it had to be done by day. Because asya toira toira, we learn exeris shavu with the word toira. Ksev hocha v'asala koin eskala tara zois, regarding the process that the soita had to undergo. V'ksiv hasam, it says regarding adin taira, api taira shirucha v'alam mishpat, ma mishpat b'yoyim, the taira has to take place by day, as the Gemara Masechta Baba Basra and Masechta Sanhedrin explain, because the pasuk says, v'hoi b'yoyim hanchilo yasponav, yirusha goes with adin taira, and how does it be done b'yoyim? Afkan, here too, regarding the site, the process, it had to be done by day, b'yoyim. Olarif Sagola, as we know, the Torah discusses that if a corpse is found, we don't know who murdered it, that corpse, do we bring the Zakanim of the to measure which is the closest city, and the Zakanim of the closest city have to go through an Egla Rufa process, and the Mishnah taught us that that had to be done by day. Armidabe Yebrianai, Kapar Ksiba, because the Torah uses the word Kaparo regarding Egla Rufa, Kikachim. And just like we finished learning that kachim have to be done by day, so too the Egla Rufa had to be done by day. Lutara Samatsaira, the halacha that when we go through the final tahara process of Mitzari, how to bring birds, Eitz Erez, Eitz of Shnitolas, Tiksiv Zois Tia Taras HaMitzaira, B'yoyim Tarasai. We learned in the Mishnah, Kol Alay L'Kosher L'Tziras Omer. For cutting the Omer, which was cut on the second night of Pesach, it can be done all night long. Damamar, Tzira, cutting the Omer, the Svira, and beginning to count the Omer, Belayla, was done by night. Vahava, the actual bringing of the carbon Omer, which was brought on the second day of Pesach, was done beyoim, during the day. So there's a very interesting Ramah. The Ramah discusses what is the proper way of counting the Omer. Should we say Hayoim Yoim Rishon Be'Omer? Or should we say Hayoim Yoim Rishon Le'Omer? So the Ramah says we should say Be'Omer. And the Ramah explains, and the Taz explains, that the basis for the Ramah's ruling is Al Gemara. Because Al Gemara just taught us that on the first night, the second night of Pesach, they would cut the Omer, they would start counting the Omer, but they didn't bring the carbon until the first day. So if we're counting Svira on the first night, we can't say Hayom Yom Rishon L'Omer to the carbon that we already brought. We didn't bring any carbon yet. If we say B'Omer in the days of the Omer, it's more appropriate. That's what the Taz says. Interestingly enough, the Shari Tshuva quotes Darizal, who says that we should say L'Omer, not B'Omer. And the Mishnah Berurah says the minig is to say L'Omer, not B'Omer. Tosis on bottom Daf Chof on the base, discusses briefly, based on this Gemara, the halachas of Svira's Omer. And Tosis says, since our Gemara just taught us that Svira is supposed to take place by night, so Tosis quotes the Hilchas Gedolos, who says that if someone missed counting at night with a bracha, so he cannot count during the day with a bracha, because the time for counting, our Gemara just said, is by night. What the Hilchas Gedolos does say, Tosfos says, is that if the person forgot to count at night, he could still count by day without a bracha, and it will not be considered that he missed the day, and he could resume counting the next night with a bracha. Whereas, according to Hilchas Gedolos, and that's the way we paskin, if someone forgot an entire day, he can no longer count the Sfira with a bracha. The Hekta Chalom Vevarim, we learned that burning of the fats and the limbs was done at night. The Ksiv Kol HaLayla Boker, all night long. Taisa says, when is there a halacha that the fats are burnt all night? If Sholtam and Ar, if they were mostly burnt before Chatzos, then we could continue letting them be burnt on the Mizbeach all night long. But if it was Loi Sholtam and Ar, it wasn't mostly charred before Chatzos, we cannot leave those fats and limbs on the Mizbeach. Then the Mishnah taught us, Zer Klal, Dovash Mitzvos B'Yoyim, Kasha Kol HaYoyim, something that's supposed to be done by day, may be done all day long. Ask the Gemara, Zer Klal Asu Yimai, as the Rishonim explain. Whenever we have a Mishnah using the word Zer Klal, the Mishnah comes to teach us something. It's not just adding those words. What is the Mishnah coming to include that has to be done by day, that has not already been listed in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, as the Gemara Masechta Menachos explains, we know that on the Shulchan there was the Lechem upon him. There were two rows of six loaves, and on top of them there were the Shnei Bezichei Levoina, two spoonfuls of Levoina. Every Shabbos, the old Lechem upon him was removed, and new Lechem upon him was put in. There's a Machloikis in Masechta Menachos between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi. The Chachamim learn that the Shulchan has to have Lechem upon him on it all of the time. So how did they remove the Lechem upon him? They pushed out the old Lechem upon him, and as they were pushing out the old Lechem upon him, they were inserting the new Lechem upon him. Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree with that. Rabbi Yossi says as long as the day doesn't pass without the new Lechem upon him being in there, it's acceptable. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah that teaches us that the entire day is acceptable, is going according to Rabbi Yossi, that you have to put in the new Lechem upon him sometime during the day. L'suya is Sida B'zikin, U'silik B'zikin, U'krab Yossi. The Tanya Rabbi Yossi, I'm a Silik as Yishona. You remove the old bread, Shachris, the Sida as a Chadosh Arvis, and you only put in the new bread later in the day, Ein B'kach Klum. It's not an issue. O'mani Kayim, How does Rabbi Yossi explain the pasuk that says "Lifnei Hashem Tamid Shlei Shulchan B'loy Lechem"? It means that the shulchan shouldn't be a whole day without bread. But according to Chacham, you can't have a moment. And like the Mefarshim explained, since you can't have a moment without lechem upon him, according to the Chachamim, it had to be done at a specific time during the day before the Karban Musaf was brought. So when the Mishnah says kol alo yoyim, that it could be there all day long, it can't coincide with the position of the Chachamim. It's going according to Rabbi Yossi. Davish mitzvos b'layla, something that has to be done by night, kosh kol alayla may be done all night. Says the Gemara l'suy mai. What is that coming to teach us? Again, Zer Klal is coming to teach us something. L'suya echilas psochem, that the current Pesach may be eaten all night. U'deloy Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, in opposition to what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds, the Tanya, it says in the Braisa, V'ochu as a pes as a bossa b'layla hazeh, Om Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Nemekan b'layla hazeh, regarding eating the current Pesach, it says b'layla hazeh. V'nem l'halan, it says regarding Klal Yisrael's exodus from Mitzrayim, Vavarti be'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh, ma'lahalan ad chatzois, they had to make sure to, they were out by chatzois. Afkan, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Karban Pesach has to be eaten by chatzois. And Tosfos, a very famous Tosfos, says that from here we, the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, says Tosfos, and that's why Tosfos says somebody has to be careful, we have to be careful to eat the matzah, and to eat even the afikoimen before chatzois. Tosfos says halal, that we say the second half of halal after benching, that since it's only the Rabbanon, Tosfos says we could do that after Chatzos. The Mefarshim ask that why if we're learning Achilas Matzah, Achilas Karan Pesach from Chatzos, why isn't that halacha that we have to eat it exactly by Chatzos? Why do we have all night till Chatzos? So they say, first of all, because like the Gemara says, we can't exactly figure out what moment is chatzos. And moreover, it takes more than a second to eat a kazayis, especially people who eat a big kazayis, of matzah. So therefore, Chazal said you can eat it up till chatzos. Interesting to note, the Rishonim point out, the Achronim point out, that although by Pesach Rishon, the halacha is that we have to eat the matzah before chatzos, the afikam before chatzos, the karan pesach before chatzos. We know there was also a concept of pesach sheni, somebody who was tamei or unable to bring pesach rishon. So then they had pesach sheni. There the mefarshim say there's no din of chatzos because the gzeirah shava is only on pesach rishon, not on pesach sheni. The mefarshim also ask, why doesn't the gemara, when it's looking for identifying what is kosher all night, Why doesn't the Gemara quote Krishma Shel Arvus? That you could say Krishma Shel Arvus all night. So I saw two answers. One answer is the first Mishnah Masechet Brachos teaches us the lechatchila we should say Krishma Shel Arvus before Chatzos, kedei lahachik sodom and aver, to make sure that you won't forget saying Krishma. Another teretz is just the opposite, something that we discussed just yesterday. The halacha is that midaraisa day begins by Mura Shachar. But what would be the halacha if someone didn't say Krishma Shel Arvus and it's already a Mura Shachar? So the halacha is he could say it till the Netzach Amma. So now our Mishnah says that you could do it only by night is not true, because Krishma Shel Arvus, it shouldn't be what we normally do, under certain circumstances could already be said by day in the period between Alois HaShachar and Netzach Amma. So that's why the Mishnah cannot, Krishma Shel Arvus cannot be what the Mishnah meant by something that can be done all night. Hadron lacha karel mafreya. Hadron lacha karel mafreya. Hadron lacha karel mafreya. Says the Mishnah. Hakoreis Megillah, reading the Megillah, oimid v'yoshev. So machlokes Rashi and Rambam, how to understand this line. According to Rashi, the Mishnah is teaching us that we could read the Megillah both sitting or standing, whatever you want. According to the Rambam, the Mishnah is only speaking to someone who's reading the Megillah at home, b'yichidus. There, he has the option of sitting or standing. But b'tzibur, if you're reading it in front of a tzibur, the Rambam holds it has to be read standing. There's also another interesting machlokes achronim. What's going to be the halacha on the brachas that are said before we read the Megillah? So the Sfas Emes and the Magen Avraham say even though the Megillah may be read sitting, the brachas have to be said standing. The birchas hamitzvahs, and birchas hamitzvahs have to be said standing. Pnei Yeshua disagrees. He says a beautiful svara. He says the bracha cannot be more chomer than the mitzvah. So if you're allowed to sit when you read the Megillah, you should certainly be allowed to sit when you make the bracha to read the Megillah. Kara echad, kara shnayim, if one or two people read it, yotza. Says we're going to learn in the Gemara what the Mishnah here means to say, that if two people read the Megillah at the same time, even though it's hard to hear two people at the same time, and we'll discuss this more in Mitzvah Shem in the Gemara, the halacha is yimekayim the mitzvah. Sfas Emes asks a question. He says, from the lashon of our Mishnah, it seems to say yotzu, that it's not l'chatchila to have two people reading the Megillah at the same time. Yotzu, but the evidence is acceptable. He says, if you learn the Gemara, it seems, says the Sfas Emes, that even l'chatchila you can read the Megillah in that way. So why is the Mishnah using the lashon of yotzu, but the evidence? Says the Sfas Emes, because actually this line in the Mishnah could be interpreted in two ways. It could be interpreted as we just said, the Gemara will interpret it. The two people could read the Megillah at the same time, and we could listen to them and be mekayim the mitzvah. Or could be interpreted, Kara Shnayim, is that one person reads the first half of the Megillah, another person reads the second half of the Megillah. Says the Sfas Emes, interesting halacha. Even though he says that hearing two people read the Megillah at the same time is l'chatchila acceptable, having two bali kriya is not l'chatchila. And since this line could also mean kara shnayim, that two people share in the reading the Megillah, that's only b'di'evit acceptable. That's why the Mishnah uses the lashon of yotzo. Says the Mishnah further, makom shenagu levarech yivarech, v'shloi levarech lo yivarech. As the Gemara will explain, we're not speaking about the bracha that said before Kriyas Megillah. We're referring to the bracha that said after reading the Megillah. The Gemara teaches us what that bracha is. In some places they do make the bracha, and some places they don't make the bracha. The Rishonim make an interesting observation. They say a few things. First of all, they say, even though the Mishnah is teaching us that not everywhere was there a minig to make the bracha, so I would think if you live in a place where there's a minig is not to make the bracha, you're not allowed to make the bracha. Teach us the Rishonim that even if you live in a place where they don't make the bracha after Kriyas Megillah, but you want to make the bracha, you may. The Rishonim also say that even though the bracha on Kriyas Megillah should be said by the Baal Kirei, the bracha after the Kriyas Megillah doesn't have to be said by the Baal Kirei, and in many places the minig is that everybody says the bracha themselves. So as the Miri explains, since our Mishnah began with teaching us certain halachas about Kriyas Megillah, so the Mishnah wants to contrast the halachas of Kriyas Megillah versus Kriyas HaTorah and teaches us some halachas. V'sheni v'chamishi b'shabbos, v'sheni v'chamishi u'b'shabbos mincha, karin shloisha. We call up three people to the Torah, and paichsim ehen ve'im esifin leim. We're not allowed to have less than three, not more. Just a little background. Moshe Rabbeinu originally said that they have to learn Monday, Thursday, Shabbos morning. That there should be no 3 days without learning Torah. Ezra went and said that they have to have three people getting aliyahs each time. And he also said that we learn Shabbos by Mincha. Teach us to, those times, we have three people, you're not allowed to have more or less than that. Then Haftir Menavi, even though there was a takon of reading half Torah Navi, it came from when the Greek emperors ruled over us and did not let us learn from the Torah, so we read Navi, that minig remained. Ha-poseich v'choysim b'Torah, again, the Mishnah teaches us then the halacha was that the first person who got the aliyah made a bracha before he got the aliyah. No brachas were made during the entire kriya. V'choysim b'Torah, and then the person who got the last aliyah, b'varach l'chre, l'fanel l'chre, made a bracha. Again, we learned that that's obviously not what we do nowadays. B'Rosh HaChodeshim, or B'Chol HaShemoyed, and Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoyed, where Rosh Chodesh, as we'll learn in the Gemara tomorrow, women don't work, Chol HaMoyed, no one's really supposed to work besides Dova Ovid. Karen Abba, we add one person to the making a bracha, to getting an aliyah, and Parch Mehen, they may see an aliyah. And again, they maftir menavi. Any day where we say Musaf, then a Yontif, but it's not a Yontif. Karen Abba, we have four people getting aliyahs. The Yontif, on Yontif, Chamisha, five people get aliyahs. The Yom Kippurim, on Yom Kippur, six people get aliyahs. B'Shabbos, seven people get Aliyah. Ein poich smehen. We're not allowed to have less than seven or six. Av mesifin aleihem. U'maftirin b'navi. On Shabbos we say haftorah. Ha'pesach v'achoyis b'torah. B'varach l'faneu l'achareu. So there's a few points that have to be made in understanding this Mishnah. One question is Tosfos' question. Why does the Mishnah have to keep on repeating HaPesach V'Chayis? The Mishnah says it three times, that in those days the first person who got an Aliyah made a bracha Rishayna, and the last person made a bracha Achrayna. In fact, the Rishayna say the last Aliyah in those times, the most Choshev Aliyah, was the last Aliyah, because he made a bracha. All the people in the middle didn't get an Aliyah, didn't make a bracha. So Tosfos says, why does Mishnah have to teach it us three times? So Tosfos says, if I would only mention it once, I would say perhaps the first three people who get Aliyahs don't make, each one doesn't make his own bracha. But maybe on days that we add Aliyahs, four, five, six, seven, then the additional people should make their own bracha. Teaches us the Mishnah that never in those days were there more than a bracha in first person and last person. Ask the Sfas Emes, fine. So the Mishnah had to teach us two times. Why did the Mishnah have to say it three times? The Mishnah says to us three times this halacha. Says the Sfas Emes, that if I only had it two times, I would say that on days where we don't make hosafis, where we don't add extra aliyahs, there is the halacha that since we're giving the minimal amount, all the people that have the minimal amount don't make extra brachas. But let's say we're going to have a day that the Mishnah taught us mesifin, that we can make extra aliyahs. So since this aliyah is entirely extra, perhaps that person should make a bracha on his aliyah. That's what the Mishnah teaches us. Even under those circumstances, a bracha is not made in those times. Now there's a fundamental machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos. What is pshat, Rashi and Duran, I'm sorry, what is pshat in these differences of aliyahs? Rashi says that on a weekday, we only have three people getting aliyahs because people have to run to work. Rosh Chodesh Chol Moed, also people work, so we only have four aliyahs. Other days, when we're not going to work, there's five, six, seven aliyahs. The Ran takes a different approach. The Ran's approach is because on these days, says the Ran, we want to show that this is a weekday, so there's only three aliyahs. We want to show today's Rosh Chodesh or Chol Moed, four aliyahs. Today's Yontif, five aliyahs, and so on. There are two nafkaminas la halacha lemaisa between Rashi and the Ran. What will be the halacha? Are you allowed to make hosafis on Yontif and on Yom Kippur? According to Rashi, what's the difference between Yom Tovim versus the weekdays in Shav and Rosh Chodesh? Because during the week, people are going to work. We don't want to have extra aliyahs. But in Shav, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Kippur, you're not going to work. So if you didn't, you're allowed to make hosafa. According to Ran, we want to show what day is today. So if I'm going to have a Yontif, I'm going to have more than five aliyahs, the person's not going to know, is it Rosh Chodesh, is it Shabbos, is it Yom Kippur? And therefore, according to the Ran, the only time you're allowed to make a Hesafa is on Shabbos. Another Nafkamina. There's a very interesting Mordechai. Again, this certainly could come up. Let's say during the week, the Tuch Sanim in the Shul. So the Mordechai says, it's a Yontif. And therefore, we could call more than three people to the Sefer Torah. According to Rashi, this doesn't make sense. Because according to Rashi, we want to keep it just the three people getting the Sefer Torah. People have to go to work. According to the Ran, that the point is we want to show that this is not a Yontif, today is a Yontif. And therefore, even if it's a weekday, we could call the more than three people to the Sefer Torah. Although there are those that say that even according to Rashi, that says that the issue is Tircha Tzibura, since there's a chassan and shul, so we're saving time from saying tachnun, so that's why we could have a fourth aliyah. Tana, so the Gemara says, Masha ain't came to Torah. Even though we learned in the Mishnah that we could sit by Kriyas Megillah, by laning we have to stand. Menani mili, how do we know that laning Kriyas HaTorah has to be standing? Amar Avud Amakra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, after Kabbalah Satayra, V'ata poi amoyri modi, you stand with me. V'am Rebavua, Emolim Mikri Kosef, if not that the Pasuk taught it to us, E'ef Shalom Amrei, we can never understand this ourselves, Kaviyoch Lav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bamida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was also standing learning Torah with Moshe. So this is the basis for the halacha, that when one gets an aliyah, he has to stand. Just a few halacha lemaises. One, the Pesach can say, what's called standing? You're not supposed to lean either. What's called leaning? That if you're leaning on something to the degree that if that item you're leaning on would be removed, you'd fall, that's called leaning. Another halacha is that not only is the person who's getting the aliyah and the Baal Kairei have to make sure to stand, the Gabbai, who's standing by the bima, also not allowed to lean. But there's an interesting Truma Sadeshin. Truma Sadeshin says, let's say someone gets an aliyah, and the Sefer Torah is a big Sefer Torah, and he has to see the words, and from where he's standing to the top of the Sefer Torah, he can't see that well. So he has to bend over to be able to see. That's permissible. But he points out, you have to remember to stand up when the Baal Kairei gets down the column. Vamra Vavua. Menayin Lerav. How do we know that a Rebbe shouldn't sit on the bed? His Talmidim sitting on the floor, him on the bed, him on the chair, them on the floor. You and I should be on the same status. However, say to Rishonim, if to be an effective teacher, this will be more effective, then it's permissible. Tana Rabbanan. From the time of Moshe Rabbeinu Torah Gamliel, they used to stand when they learned. However, after Gamliel passed away, people have become weaker. They began learning Torah sitting. That's what the Mishnah says in Masechta Soita. People don't give the proper respect because we can't stand when we learn. So why do we have to stand when we learn? So Mefarshim explained, to show the proper respect for Limud HaTorah. The proper respect is standing. Moreover, we learned earlier in this Masechta, you got the Mitzvasi Tamin. To understand Torah, it doesn't come easy. You have to work on it. You have to stand. It doesn't come easy. That's the message of standing. Ask the Gemara. Kosev Echad Omer. One Pasuk says, Vayishe Bahar. Moshe Rabbeinu sat on the mountain. The Kosev Echad Omer V'Anochi Amadti Bahar. That he stood. So was he sitting or standing? Answers the Gemara. Omer Rav. Omer V'Loimid. Yoish V'Shoina. First he stood, and then he sat down. So I saw a beautiful pshat in explaining this Gemara. We've said this many times. First the person has to learn Bekiyas. He has to know what it says. And then he could start learning Be'ian. Oymid v'yoshev. First he learned Bekiyas. That doesn't require that much concentration. He stood. But then when he needed to start concentrating, learning Be'ian, v'yoshev, he sat down. He wasn't standing nor sitting. Elashoych, it was in a bent position to show proper respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I saw a gevaldig akasha. The pasuk says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, lechem lo yichalti, umayim lo shasisi, I didn't eat, I didn't drink. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle, they didn't have to eat or drink, and he survived. So couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the same miracle that he could stand the whole time? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making miracles, he should make that miracle. So why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu make that miracle? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing him, yes, I could have given you the opportunity to stand the whole time. I don't want you to stand, I want you to sit. And I want you to work on learning, to show us how we're supposed to approach learning. Although, the Mefarshim ask, the Pasuk says, the Ein Yeshiva Kneged Kisek Vaydech, there's no sitting in front of Hashem, in Shemayim. So I say that only refers to Malachim. Moshe Rabbeinu is still a person. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ein Yeshiva El Lashon HaKavah. Doesn't mean that he sat, he just stayed there. Shenem V'teshev Kodesh Amarim, he remained there for many years. Rav Amar, Rakos Umad, the easy Gemaras he learned standing because he didn't have to concentrate. The easier Torah, the Kashos, the harder Gemara he learned Meyushev, and that's how we could understand. There's a famous Rashi. Rashi says that how did Moshe Rabbeinu teach Torah? First he called in Aaron, and he taught it to him. Then Aaron would sit down, and then he called in the Bnei Aaron, and then he would teach it to them, and they would sit down. How could you sit? It must have been the difficult Gemara. Just to say something up Pidrush when we finish this Gemara. The Yalka Gashuni says, what pshat that they used to learn in earlier times, Mu'umid? So he says two pshatim. One is Mu'umid means to stand. Every line of the Gemara they stood by until they understood properly. Or Mu'umid means to be standing. The people in those times had Torah v'gedula b'makam echad. They were financially sound. They were mu'umid. They were able to stand on the feet. The Ben Yehuda says, a cute shot. The Gemara uses sometimes, Chazal sometimes uses a lashon, lematzo yodav v'raglo v'beis ha-medrash. He couldn't find his hands or his feet. Feet were the easy Gemaras, where the easy attire where he stood by. Yehuda says, by the harder Gemara, you don't sit, you use your hands. There's a beautiful vart I want to say over before we go further. Very famous Gemara Masechta Brachos, Daf Chav Ches. The Gemara discusses there that originally Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi, and then they removed Rabbi Gamliel and they made Rabbi Yeshua the Nasi. Says the Gemara, in the times of Rabbi Gamliel did not let into the Beis Medrash anyone who was not Toichei Kabaroi, who wasn't his inside like his outside, he wasn't 100% real. In the times of Yeshua, they weren't that makbid. And many more benches were added. Some say 400 benches, some say 700 benches. So there are two questions that one has when he learns this Gemara. One is, how did Rabbi Gamliel know who's Toichei Kabaroi? How can you know? It says in Tanya Gamliel, he only let in someone who's Toichei Kabaroi. How do we know if he's Toichei Kabaroi? And another question is, if the Gemara wants to teach us that there were more Talmidim, why did it say how many more benches there were? The Gemara should have said how many more Talmidim there were. So Mefarshim answered, beautiful pshat. In the time of Gamliel, as the Gemara just taught us, they learned standing. Who was able to learn standing? Someone who really meant it. So in the times of Gamliel, there were no benches in the Beis Medrash. And we said, anybody could come in. How do we know if you're real? If you could stand all day learning. Came Rabbi Yeshua and became the Nasi, and he brought benches into the Beis Medrash. And therefore, it didn't have to be only people who were Toichei Kabaroi to allow to learn. Kara Echad, Kara Shnayim, we learned of whether one or two people read the Megillah Yotze. Tanya Mash Enke B'Torah. Torah, only one person could read the Torah. Tanya Rabbanan, B'Torah, when it comes to Kriyas Torah, Vechid Kari, one person reads the Torah, Vech Metargim. As we've learned so many times, in those days, after every pasuk was read, there was a metargumen that would say the targum, because the people didn't understand Lashon Kodesh. We wanted them to understand what it says. We can't have two people saying the targum at the same time. Since we're so interested that the people should understand what's being said, if we're going to have two people speaking at the same time, they may not catch it, and therefore we only have one person. Ubinavi, when it comes to reading the Haftarah, Echid Kairi, again we only have one Bal Kairi to make sure that everyone hears. But since it's Navi, not the actual Torah, Shnayim Metargumim. Ovavad, however, we have to be careful. Shlai Shnayim Kairim, Shnayim Metargumim. We shouldn't have two people reading the Navi, because then people won't be able to hear properly, and to have two people saying the Targum. But Halal Uba Megillah, when it comes to saying Halal Megillah, Afila Asara Kairim, even if 10 people read at the same time, the Sar Metargumim, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, if we should keep this line in of a Sar Metargumim, Rashi says we should take it out. There is no Targum on the Megillah. Tosfos says there is no Targum from Yonasan Ben Uziel, but there is Targum on Navi, so we can keep Metargumim on the Megillah. My Tama, Kim de Chaviva, since people love the Megillah, it speaks about this wonderful, great Nes, Yav Adat V'Shami, people pay attention, even if it's more than one person reading it at a time. There's a very fundamental Chloikus Rishonim, and how to understand this Gemara, that has relevance, Lahalocha. Some Rishonim say, that when two people read the Megillah, I could somehow tune in to only one person, because it's something I want to hear. Other Rishonim say that pshat is I could hear both of them. Since it's something I want to hear, I can hear both of them. What's the nafka mina between these two approaches? What's going to be if two people are reading the Megillah? One is a godel, and he's reading the Megillah from a kosher Megillah. And another person is either a katan, who we discussed yesterday, can't be mitzi, or he's not reading from a kosher Megillah. If pshat is that I can make sure to only hear what I want to hear, so I'll make sure only to listen to the person that I want to listen to who's reading the Megillah properly. But if pshat is that I hear both people, so if one of the people that's reading it is not the person I'm supposed to hear from, or he's not reading it from a Megillah, I'm not yaitzi. Therefore, the halacha is, since we're machmer on the shayla, the halacha is that, let's say someone's in shul, and they're reading the Megillah, and someone's reading from a Chumash in front of him, he should be careful not to read too loud, because I'm going to be sitting next to that person, and the Gemara says I listen to both, so I'm going to have also hearing a Megillah that's not kosher. He's reading it from a Chumash, and therefore, if a person's reading the Megillah from a Chumash, he should be careful. If he wants to follow, follow, but follow quietly. The Baruch Tam takes this a step further. Says a Gevaldige Chiddush. He says, even if I have in front of me a kosher Megillah, my neighbor has a kosher Megillah, so we have the Baal Kaireh reading from a kosher Megillah by the Bima, and my neighbor's reading from a kosher Megillah next to me. And so now, perhaps, even if both read loud, it's not a problem. Says the Baruch Tam, it is a problem. Because when the Baal Kaireh reads the Megillah, he has a mind to be mighty everyone. When my neighbor's reading the Megillah, he didn't have a mind to be mighty me. He only had a mind to be mighty himself. Now when I hear his kriya, that kriya doesn't do anything for me. So that's why he says that even if someone has a kosher Megillah, but he's not the Baal Kaireh, he wants to follow the Megillah, but follow it quietly. Continues the Gemara. Makim shenagel levarech, yevarech. So the Mishnah taught us where they have a meaning to make a bracha, they make a bracha. Amar Abaya, says Abaya, as we learned the Mishnah, lo shana lachred. The discussion here is only the bracha said after Kriyas Megillah. Avul for now, before the Megillah, mitzvah levarech, there's a mitzvah to make a bracha. Damar Yehuda amar Shmuel, kol ha-mitzvahs, kulan, bevarech aleim oivel siyosin. We have to make a bracha before you make a mitzvah. Like the Chassam Sof explains, what's kol ha-mitzvahs? I always think that you only make a bracha on a positive act. I'm going to read the Megillah. But let's say something that's like beer chametz. I'm just getting rid of the chametz. I don't make a bracha. Teaches us if it's a mitzvah, you make a bracha. Ask the Gemara, my mashma. How do we know the high over? The over means before. Lishten the gdumihid, that I have to make the bracha before I do the mitzvah. Or Rav Nachman, Yitzchak Amakra. Because the pasuk says, we remember Avshalom was chasing his father David, and ultimately he died. And the pasuk says that they send a kushi to inform David of Avshalom's death. Says the pasuk, "V'yartz Achimatz, Achimatz ran derech Akika, miyavas kushi, came before the kushi." So we see over means before. Abay amem mahocha, v'u over lefneim, he went in front of them. V'ibay say mahocha, v'yavam malkem lefneim, the king went before them, v'ashem b'roshem. So we see over means before. Ask the Ritva an obvious question. Here we're saying that over means before. Ask the Ritva, why does the Gemara have to say, kol ha-brachos mevarech over l'siyosin? Then we have to have a bunch of lines of Gemara to figure out what over means. Just say, kol ha-brachos mevarech kaidim l'siyosin. And we won't have any issue what the Gemara means. Says Ritva, the Gemara specifically uses the lashon of over to teach us that with the bracha has to be made before the mitzvah is done, but right before. You can't make a bracha and then do the mitzvah later. In fact, the poskim say that there's a very short window that if you don't do the mitzvah immediately after making the bracha, you may have to make the bracha again. So that's why he specifically uses the lashon of over that you have to make the bracha right before doing the mitzvah. Other Rishonim answered Ritva's question that the halacha is that let's say one started doing the mitzvah and forgot to make a bracha. As long as he's still involved in doing the mitzvah, over the siyosin, as long as he's involved in doing the mitzvah, he still makes a bracha. Lefanei mai mevarech, what bracha is made before Kriyas Megillah? Rav Sheshi mekatarzia, ikla kameder of Ashi, or barach menach. Menach is mikra Megillah, sha'asim nisim, and shachriyanim. There's a machloikis, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Shulchan Aruch says that we make three brachas at night when we read the Megillah, Mikra Megillah, Shasanisim, Shachiyanu. But by day we only make two brachas, Mikra Megillah and Shasanisim. Shachiyanu we made already the night before. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says that by day we make a Shachiyanu again. Because by day we're not making the Shachiyanu Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah we already made a Shachiyanu by night. We're making the Shachiyanu by day on the mitzvahs of the day. Matanis Lav Yoinim, Mishloach Manos, Sudas Purim. And therefore says the Ramah, and that's the meaning by Ashkenazim, that we make the bracha again by day. L'chrem Mai Mevarech, what bracha is made after Kriyas Megillah? Baruch Ato Hashem Al Kirem Melech Olam, Haravis Rivenu, he fights our battles, Vadonis Dineinu, Vadnoikim Nikmasenu, he avenges our revenge, Vadnifalon Mitzareinu, He pays our enemies back. V'msham gmul cholayv nafshenu. He punishes them. Baruch ato Hashem hanifar liyisrael mekol tzureim. He pays back Klal Yisrael from all of their enemies. Rav Amar hakol Mashiach, the God that saves us. Amra Papa hilchuch nemrenu tovayu. Since we have two versions, ahad and the bracha, we say both. Baruch ato Hashem hanifar liyisrael mekol tzureim hakol Mashiach. The Rishonim ask, the halacha is that one bracha is not supposed to have two concepts. Here we're having two concepts in one bracha. Kel Mashiach and Nifal Yisrael Mekol Tzureim. So Rishonim explained that this is really one concept. When our enemies will be taken care of, Kel Mashiach, then we'll be redeemed. The Rishonim ask another question. The halacha is that a bracha smucha lechavrita. If one bracha is next to another bracha, the second bracha doesn't begin with a baruch. We do this every morning. Yishtabach is considered a bracha smucha lechavrita to baruch shomar, and yishtabach doesn't begin with baruch. So the question is, why does this bracha of Kala Mashiach, Ravis Rivenu, begin with a baruch? Why isn't it considered bracha smucha lechavrita to the bracha rishonis of Kriyas Megillah? So they explain, since it's a totally different concept, the bracha rishonis speak about the mitzvah, and this is a brichas hashvach, thanking and praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he did for us. So since they're two separate concepts, that's why we have to start the second bracha with a baruch. It's not considered a bracha smucha lechavrita. Says the Gemara, B'sheni v'chamishi b'shabbos, b'sheni v'chamishi b'shabbos mincha karen shloisha. Hani shloisha k'neged mi? Why do we have three people getting aliyas? Amar Rav Asi k'neged Torah Nevi'im k'suvim. Rav Amar k'neged Kahanim Levi'im Yisraelim. So Mepharshim explain, what are they trying to teach us? The first mandam is trying to teach us, someone would think, we read the Torah, and with that we mekayim mitzvah slimin haTorah. So we say there are three parts of the Torah, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. Don't just think that you heard these few psukim, you mekayim mitzvah slimin haTorah. Or, k'neged kahanim levim yisraelim. One would think, I don't have to learn Torah, the kahanim should learn Torah, levim learn Torah. Teaches us k'neged kahanim levim yisraelim. Every Jew has to learn Torah. Continues the Gemara, El Hada Tani Rav Simi, Ein Poich Simi Yud Psukim Beis HaKnesses. The minimum amount that should be read are 10 Psukim. V'yadaber, and a Pasuk of V'yadaber, Oilam and a Minyan, could be considered one of the 10 Psukim. So Tosfos points out that even though the Gemara just taught us that the minimal amount of Kriyas HaTorah should be 10 Psukim, says Tosfos, if there's a whole Inyan, there's a whole subject covered in 9 psukim, you could read 9 psukim. Where does Tosfos say we do it? On Purim. Because the parash that we read on Purim, the laning on Purim is only 9 psukim. Because it's a self-enclosed subject, and therefore we could read 9 psukim. Ask the Gemara, Hani Yisar Kenegami. Why do we need 10 psukim? So I saw a beautiful pshat in the Mepharshim to explain this Gemara. He says, pshat in the Gemara is like this. We're going to learn a Gemara, the next Gemara, that teaches us that if we have 10 psukim, we're faced with an issue. You can have three people, 10 psukim, so one person is going to have 4 psukim, and two people are going to have 3. So the Gemara is asking, wouldn't it be better that we should just read 9 psukim and avoid any problem, who should get the extra pasuk? Why do we need 10 psukim and ask for trouble? Says the Gemara, there's a reason we have to have 10 psukim. What is the reason we have to have 10 psukim? Ar Mishum Levi, K'neged Asar Batlana Shabbos HaKnesses. We learned early in the Masechta that in every shul there were Asar Batlanim, 10 people that didn't do anything besides learn and daven. That's what keeps the world standing, and that's what the message we want to say with Kriyas HaTorah. Rav Yoichanan K'neged Asar Sadibris, Shenemer L'Moshe M'Sinai, Rav Yoichanan Amar K'neged Asar Mamar Shaben Nivra Olam. Corresponds to the 10 mamoros with which the world was created. So I saw a nice pshat. The first the Gemara says the reason is for Asar Batlonim. Says the Gemara, Asar Batlonim makes sense during the week. Because during the week, all of us go to work. These Asar Batlonim don't go to work. So they're special. But we also read Shabbos afternoon, the Torah. Shabbos afternoon, none of us are working. So there must be another reason besides the Asar Batlonim. What is the reason? Because of the Asar Sadibris or the Asar Mamaris. Ask the Gemara, what are the Asar Mamaris that the world was created for? Hai Ninu, V'yomer de Bereshis, because the pasuk in Bereshis says the word v'yomer. That's why we have Sarma Maris. Ask the Gemara, if that's the basis for Sarma Maris, Hani Tisha Hava. The pasuk only says v'yomer 9 times. So how do we say the word 10 Mamaris? Answers the Gemara, Bereshis Nami Maimerhu. The first pasuk that starts off Bereshis Bara Elokim, although it doesn't say v'yomer, is considered a maimer. The ksiv, as the pasuk says, v'dva Hashem shemaim nasu uvruach piv kol tzvon. Ask the Yaris Tavash, if Bereshis is also considered a maimer, so just like all the other mamorois were preceded with the word v'yomer, v'yomer Hashem, so why doesn't this maimer start with the word v'yomer Hashem like all the other mamorois? Says the Yaris Tavash, a beautiful pshat. He says, what does v'yomer Hashem mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to do something, and then he told the Malachim to carry out that job, that project. But when were the Malachim created? The Malachim were only created on the second day. Bereshis was on the first day. There were no Malachim yet. So you can't say v'yomer Hashem. Who's he saying it to? There are no Malachim. That's why for the first maimer, it doesn't say v'yomer Hashem.
Yes, he'll be here at 2 tomorrow.
Okay, so I took a copy of your
desk. Thank you.